Take a moment to notice how you're making contact with the floor. Tom, why don't you scoot over a little bit, because I want both of your arms to be on the mat. Yeah, and Linda, you can move over a little bit. There you go. Perfect. That's great. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. Notice how your arms are resting along the floor. Sense your mid-back and your lower back and how your pelvis is resting. Bring your awareness onto your spine and notice how much of your spine can you actually sense. And when you start to become aware of your spine, do you sense it by the areas that are making contact with the floor? Or can you also sense the areas that perhaps lift away from the floor and are not making contact with the floor? And just notice where the areas are that maybe you're making less contact, and then when you make more contact. Now bring your attention up to your head and notice how your head is resting on the floor. If you bring your attention to your nose, notice if your nose is directed straight up towards the ceiling or is it rolled a little bit more to one side than the other. So is it slightly angled? And if so, which side is it angled to? Is your face slightly turned a little bit to the right or to the left? And then notice if it's slightly turned, let's say, to the right, how does that affect where the right ear is in relationship to your right shoulder? And now sense what the left ear is like compared to the left shoulder. Now very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And just observe the quality of the movement this morning. Is it easier for you to roll your head to the side that you felt your nose is slightly tilted towards? And then return your head back to the center and pause for a moment. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to a standing position. And your feet should be in a place where you really can sense that your feet are actually standing and holding the weight of your legs. So if your feet are too far away from you or too spread apart, you'll notice that there's a sense of strain in keeping them there. So look for the optimal place for your legs to be standing. And now begin to do a movement of using those legs and standing to start lifting your pelvis away from the floor. So this is not the same as tilting the pelvis, but I actually want you to press your feet into the floor to start lifting your buttocks and your pelvis away from the floor. And then very gently lower it back down. When you lift your pelvis away from the floor, notice what happens up towards your shoulder blades and into your upper back. Sense if there becomes more weight and pressure up there. Also notice what happens when you lower your pelvis back down to the floor. That's it. Okay, and pause with that movement. Keep your legs in the standing position, but just keep your pelvis resting. And now bring your arms into a position where your elbow and your shoulder are lined up out to your side, and your forearm and palm is directed towards the ceiling. So we've brought our hands into this position before. It's as if you're holding, for example, like candles. Your arms were like candlesticks. And what's real important is that the elbow and the shoulder is lined up, and then your forearm is straight up towards the ceiling. That's it. So if you're not sure if your shoulders and elbows are lined up, you can turn your head a little bit to each side and just make sure.
Both
arms. Uh-huh. That's it. So we're going to come back to this position throughout the lesson, so just kind of remember this position. Now very gently begin to start lowering both of the back of your hands and arms towards the floor in the direction of coming towards your head. So we'll say you're lowering them upwards. There's downwards and upwards. So bring your hands back to the position. Think about where your head is in space. And you want the back of the hands to lower up towards your head. The back of your hands, not your palm, but the back of your hands. That's it. And only take them as far as it really is comfortable, and then bring them back up to the starting position. Notice if one arm actually moves a little faster than the other, as if it approaches the floor sooner than the other. That's it. Now, this next time that they return to the starting position, can you imagine for a moment that you're actually holding a stick, a very smooth stick that rests in between your two palms? So you're holding on to this stick very gently, and you're lowering this stick above your head. Notice if that changes the quality of the movement or the range of movement. So you just lower the stick as far as it's comfortable, and then you bring the arms back up to the starting position. That's it. Great. And let it go and rest on your back. Lower your arms to your side and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your arms once again into that starting position to hold onto your stick. See if you can allow your wrists to be very soft and your fingers when you're imagining holding the stick. That's it. And continue this direction of lowering the stick above your head, taking your arms back towards where your head is to rest on the floor. Again, just go as far as it's comfortable. And when it starts maybe feeling a little less comfortable, notice where you sense the uncomfortableness. Is it something in the shoulder blade, something in the shoulder joint, or something in the elbow? That's it. Now this next time, as you continue to lower your arms back, begin to lift your pelvis in the air and see if that makes it easier for your hands to come back, and perhaps they even can make full contact with the floor. So what does lifting the pelvis do to make it easier for the hands to rest on the floor? That's it. Now this next time, when you lift your pelvis and take your arms back towards the floor, see if you can keep your arms resting there comfortably and yet lower the pelvis back to the floor. And just feel what happens in your upper back and your chest as you lower your pelvis back down to the floor. Then slowly lower your arms back down and rest on your back. Once again, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Bring your hands back to the starting position to hold onto your stick. And continue this movement of starting to take the arms back towards the floor, up towards your head, the same direction. And just feel if somehow it's gotten a little easier. Maybe you just learned something already in the action of lifting your pelvis. That's it. Can you sense what happens with your clavicles as you begin to lower your arms towards the floor? Do they come closer together or do they spread apart? Now, once again, this next time, lift your pelvis high in the air, as high as you need to, so your arms can comfortably rest on the floor. So that you just get a sense of what that would be like for your arms to rest on the floor. Just really feel that. See if you can keep your arms there and very slowly lower your pelvis back to the floor. That's nice. And then lower your arms to rest your arms. Bring your arms once again up into the same position. Now this time, you're going to begin to start taking your arms forward in the direction of bringing them down towards the floor, towards your waistline. So it's as if you're going to lower your palms down towards the floor. That's it. And again, just go as far as it's really comfortable. And then bring the arms back to the starting position. That's it. Sense and feel what happens in your shoulder joint, what happens in the clavicles as you begin to lower your arms forward. That's it. And lower your arms and rest for a moment. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, begin to do a movement of starting to lift your head away from the floor. And when you lift your head, begin to direct your face forward as if you were going to look down towards your feet. Sense what happens in your chest and with the clavicles when you lift your head. That's it. Become aware of whether or not you're inhaling or exhaling as you lift your head. The next time that you lift your head, lift it on the exhale and see if that facilitates your chest softening. And rest that. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Bring your arms out to the side in the same position. And return to starting to lower the palms down towards the floor, so you're lowering the hands forward towards your waistline. Only lower them as far as it's really comfortable. Sense what happens in the shoulder joint, what's happening in your chest. That's it. And now this next time when you go to lower your arms, begin to lift your head as well. And see if that makes it a little bit easier for you to lower your hands. When you lift your head, notice if you keep your eyes still directed towards the ceiling or whether or not you lift and look forward towards your knees. That's it. Feel as you lift your head how your shoulder joints actually start to lift also away from the floor. And that makes it easier for you to lower the hands towards the floor. That's it. Pause and rest for a moment. Now bend your knees again, bring your feet up to standing and your hands back in the same position. And this next time, begin to lower your hands towards the floor and lift your head and see if your hands can actually come down all the way to the floor. Keep them there and then lower your head very slowly back to the floor. That's it. And then you can bring your arms back to the starting position and just repeat that sequence a few more times so that you lift your head at the same time as lowering your hands. And when your hands and forearms make contact with the floor, you keep them there. And then you very slowly allow your head to return back to the floor. That's it. And rest on your back. Sense how you're making contact now with the floor. Has anything changed in the way that your shoulder blades are now resting on the floor? Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and bring your arms back into the starting position. Your elbows are lined up, that's it, with your shoulder blades. And now very gently lower your arms once again towards the floor, the same direction you've been going, the palms, and just take them to a comfortable place to rest there. So it's not important that the whole arm makes contact. That's it. And now keeping your arms in this position, see if you can begin to lift just the right elbow away from the floor. That's it. So since for most of you, to lift the right elbow, you need to also lift the right shoulder. So go ahead and do it that way. Perhaps you even feel the right shoulder lifts first and then the elbow. And then see if it's possible for the elbow to lift first and then the shoulder lifting secondly. What happens in your shoulder joint and in your chest and the right clavicle? That's it. Pause for a moment, and now bring your awareness and your attention over to your left arm, and see if you can begin to lift the left elbow. Start the movement by lifting the left elbow and the shoulder joint together as a whole unit. That's it. And now see if it's possible to lift the left elbow first. And more in a sense, you start to feel that the shoulder joint kind of rolls forward once you lift the left elbow. That's it. Sense what happens with the left side of your chest, the left clavicle. And let that go. Lengthen your legs and arms to rest on the floor. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Bring your arms back up into the same position. Imagine that you're holding a stick once again in your two hands, in the palms. And return to the first direction that we moved the arms, which was to lower them up towards your head, holding onto the stick. And just observe how the movement is now. Sense if it's any different. Is it easier? Or perhaps you feel as if you can lower the stick closer to the floor. And now see if you can alternate lowering the hands towards your head and then the next time bringing them forward to bring the palms down towards the floor. And you do both hands in the same direction. That's it. And let it go and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. That's it. And just a few times, return to the movement of starting to lift your pelvis away from the floor, feeling how the weight comes up towards your shoulder blades and your upper back. Sense if you're beginning to feel the area in between your shoulder blades clearer now. So just lift your pelvis and then very gently lower it back down. You don't need to hold your pelvis in the air for a long period of time. You lift it and then you lower it. That's it. Now this next time, see if you can alternate once lifting your pelvis, and then as you lower your pelvis back down to the floor, you lift your head and you look towards your knees. Then as you lower your head, you lift your pelvis again. Sense what happens in the chest with your sternum and your rib cage. And rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and bring both of your arms up to the starting position. And now this time you're going to lower your right arm down towards the floor, and the left arm lowers up towards your head. So the right arm goes down, that's it, and the left arm up, and then bring them back to center. And just repeat that direction. Stay with the right arm down, that's it, and the left arm up. And as you continue to do the movement a few more times, begin to sense and notice what's happening with your head. Do you feel drawn to look towards one of your arms? And then go ahead and look towards your right arm as it comes down. Sense what happens in your chest and your spine to do that. And now this next time, begin to look towards your left arm, which is the arm that's going up towards the floor. Does it feel more natural to turn your head to one side than the other? To look towards the hand that's up or the one that was going down? Now pause for a moment so you can begin to direct the left arm down and the right arm up. So the left palm comes down towards the floor. And the back of the right hand comes up, and just stay with that direction. So you return back to the center, and then once again you lower the right hand down to the floor, and the back of the right hand and the front of the left hand, that's it. And first just sense, what direction does your head want to turn? Does it want to turn towards the left hand or the right hand? And rest on your back. Now this time, bring your arms straight out to your side. So in fact, you have your shoulders, your elbows, and your wrists all lined up on the floor. So if you're going to make like a giant T of yourself, that's it. And make sure that your palms are resting on the floor, and we'll say they're lined up with your elbows and your shoulders. That's it. And in this position, begin to start turning both hands, we'll say, forward, so that the palms come even more forward into the floor. And then you roll the hands up so that the palms turn up. So you're rolling the arms. You're not sliding the hands along the floor. So your arms stay straight out to your side. And you're beginning to explore how to turn the arms over left and right. That's it. So the palms roll into the floor, and then turn the arms around themselves so the palms turn up. So again, your arms aren't sliding on the floor. That's it. They stay in the same place, straight out from your side. That's it. Now, begin to turn the right arm down towards the mat, and we'll say the left arm turns up. And then you come back to the center. The right arm turns up, and the left hand turns down. That's it. And could you just imagine for a moment as if your arms are like a towel, and you're twisting this towel. You're taking one arm forward and the other arm, that's it, back. Sense if you want to roll your head to look at one arm. Is it the arm that turns up or the one that turns down? That's it. And for most of us, we turn towards the arm that's looking up. So go ahead and look towards the arm that's turning up. And as you continue to do the movement a few more times, sense if there's any feeling of lengthening with your arms out to the side. Does the arm that turns up feel as if it lengthens and comes away from you? That's it. And let that go and rest on your back. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. And you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. Once you're in that position, bring your arms straight out to the side, just as you had your arms on the floor. And begin to do a movement of turning your palms up towards the ceiling and then down towards the floor. That's it. You can rest your arms at any time and then come back to the position. So you turn them down and then you turn them up. Sense what's happening in your chest, with your head. Pause for a moment in sitting. Bring your arms straight out again to your sides. And this time begin to turn your right arm up and your left arm down. So you keep both arms straight out to your side. You turn one up and the other down. That's it. Again, notice in this position if you feel as if one arm lengthens, as if somebody was pulling on that arm. And can you feel the connection to the other arm travel through you? That's it. Again, you can rest your arms whenever you need to, and then you can come back to the movement. So see if you can begin to find a connection between your two arms. So that we'll say as the one arm is turning up, it's lengthening away from you, as if somebody was pulling on your arm, and you feel the pull all the way through you, like an arrow, as if an arrow went through you, and it connects to the other arm. That's it. That's it. That's That's it. Feel, Linda, how you can understand it on your right side, but you're not doing it on your left side. Can you sense that? So really imagine somebody's pulling the right arm as it turns up, the right arm. Yeah. There. Now, do that with the left side. That's it. That's it. There you go. That's it. Okay. Rest on your back. Now bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, bring your arms out to the side, and return to the earlier configuration where your elbows are bent so that the forearms are directed towards the ceiling as if you could hold onto your stick. That's it. And imagine that you are holding onto your stick, and go back to the movement of starting to take the back of your hands up towards your head, lowering the stick above your head. Just feel what that movement's like now. And now this next time, begin to alternate taking the hands back and then taking them forward. That's it. And pause and rest for a moment. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and bring your hands back to that same configuration. And this time you're going to move the hands in the opposite direction. So we'll say that you lower the right palm down, and the left back of the hand goes to the floor. You bring them back up to the neutral position, and then you lower the back of the right hand, that's it, and the left. And just go back and forth like that. As the movement continues to feel more familiar and more comfortable, see if there's a moment when you're lowering the hands down to the floor that they actually may want to straighten out towards your side. Straightening meaning that the forearm begins to also lower towards the floor, as if to do that twisting movement you did earlier. That's it. Great. And rest on your back. Now this time, roll to your side and come up to a kneeling position. So you're on both of your knees. I suggest you open your eyes so you have a clearer sense of balance for yourself. If you feel safe and comfortable to keep your eyes closed, that's also fine. Now bring your arms straight out to the side in the same position, with the elbows this time bent up. That's it. And now begin to lower, let's say, your left arm and keep the right arm up. And now take the left arm up and lower the right arm. That's it. Just go back and forth. That's it. Notice if your chest and your head starts to turn to look towards one arm. is it the arm coming up? So go ahead and look towards the arm that's coming up. That's it. Okay, rest for a moment. You can sit if you want onto your heels. Come up to the position again on your knees. And begin to alternate your hands once again, lowering one palm down, one palm up, and this time looking towards the arm that goes down. That's it. And rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. You can keep your arms resting down by your side. And go back to the first movement of just lifting your pelvis away from the floor, feeling how the weight comes up onto your shoulder blades, and then lowering your pelvis back to the floor. That's it. And now see if you can alternate the movement when you lower your head to the, lower your pelvis to the floor. You begin to lift your head away from the floor. You look forward towards your knees. And rest for a moment. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to the standing position. And now bring your arms up to the starting position. Imagine that you're holding on to your stick. And you start to lower your hands in an upward direction above your head. And just see now if you can actually lower your arms to make contact with the floor. And then bring the stick back in front of you. And just repeat that same direction a few times. What's different in the shoulder blades? In your shoulder joint, in your chest. That's it. And now begin to lower the arms forward. See if the palms can begin to make contact with the floor down by your side. If one of the directions was easier in the beginning, do they both feel now easier? Or do you still feel as if one direction is easier? And now begin to alternate the two directions. So you take your arms up, and then you take them down. That's it. And let it go and rest on your back. And And just notice now how you're making contact with the floor. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your upper back and mid-back is resting, how your arms are resting down along your sides. Sense how your head is resting on the floor. Become aware of where your nose is directed towards the ceiling. Is your nose still angled off to one side, or has it changed its orientation? Slowly roll your head a little bit to left and the right, and just notice what the movement is like now. When you return your head back to the center, notice the height of each shoulder in relationship to each ear. Has that changed since the beginning of the lesson?